Today we're building something small, but super powerful in drum and bass, a balanced amen style fill that brings sunrise emotion without wrecking the groove. If you've ever heard a break fill that suddenly makes a section feel more human, more urgent, and more alive, that's exactly what we're going for. But the key word here is balanced. We do not want the fill to just be louder. We want it to feel like a musical lift, like a short burst of energy that opens the next phrase and still leaves room for the kick, sub, and main groove to breathe. So let's jump into Ableton Live 12 and keep it beginner-friendly. First, set up a simple D&B loop. You want a stable section to compare against, so make a basic 8-bar loop around 172 to 174 BPM. Put in a kick, a rolling bassline or sub, some hats or a main drum loop, and maybe a pad or reese if you've got one. Keep it pretty simple. A fill only matters when it has something to interrupt. Now bring in an amen-style break. This can be a clean amen loop or any similar classic break with character, ghost notes, and snare energy. Warp it so it locks to your grid. In Ableton, a good starting point is warp mode set to beats, with preserve set to transients. Make sure the main hits line up tight, but don't be afraid to let a few details breathe a little. We want it musical, not robotic. And here's a beginner tip. Keep the level of the break sensible. Don't slam it yet. In fact, leave headroom. If the break is already way too hot before processing, balancing it later becomes way harder. Now, choose a short phrase for the fill. Usually this is the last bar before a drop, or the last two beats of a phrase, or even just the final half bar before the next section lands. For sunrise style D&B, less is often more. Keep the strongest snare hit, maybe one or two ghost notes, and cut away any extra clutter that doesn't help the phrase. If the fill feels messy, shorten it first before you start adding effects. Here's where the resampling part comes in, and this is a big one. Create a new audio track and name it something like Amen Fill Resampled. Set the input to resampling, then record the fill as it plays. This is powerful because now you're committing to the sound. You're turning the break into a real audio performance you can edit and shape. Once it's recorded, consolidate the clips so it becomes one clean piece of audio. Now listen carefully. Does it feel too sharp? Is the snare poking out too much? Is the fill stepping on the kick? Is the high end too bright? Or does it feel airy and emotional? This is where you start thinking like a producer, not just a loop collector. Next, add EQ 8 to the resampled fill. Start with a high pass somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz. That keeps the fill out of the sub range, which is super important in D&B. The sub should own the low end. The amen fill should own movement and attitude. If the fill sounds boxy, try a small cut around 250 to 500 Hz. If the hats are harsh, try a narrow dip somewhere around 6 to 9 Khz. And if you want the break to speak a little more clearly, a gentle boost around 2 to 4 Khz can help. Keep these moves small. We're not trying to make the fill sound massive. We're trying to make it fit. After EQ, add saturator. A little bit of drive can give the fill more density and emotional presence. Something like 1.5 to 4 dB of drive is a good place to start. Turn soft clip on, and then trim the output so the level matches roughly before and after. That way you're hearing tone, not just a volume jump. If the fill still feels too spiky, don't immediately reach for more effects. Sometimes the answer is simpler. Lower the clip gain a little, or use compressor with a gentle ratio, around 2 to 1 or 3 to 1, with a medium attack and release. Just a couple dB of gain reduction can smooth the fill without flattening it. Now bring the full groove back in and check the balance against the kick and sub. This is the real test. The fill should support the phrase change, not steal the spotlight from the groove. The kick still needs to hit clearly on the downbeat. The sub still needs to feel steady. The fill should feel like it's answering the groove, not fighting it. A good rule of thumb here is that the fill should feel a little lower in perceived loudness than the main drum bus. Not dead quiet, just not dominating. If it's too loud, pull the track down first before you start eking harder. In D&B, level balance usually beats brute force. Now let's add a bit of human feel. Sunrise D&B often sounds best when the break breathes a little. Try leaving the first strong hit tight to the grid, then nudging a ghost note slightly late to create a bit of swing. You can push a hat a tiny bit earlier if it helps the energy feel more urgent. Just don't overdo it. The goal is life, not sloppiness. If you want a little more groove, you can also try Ableton's groove pool with a subtle swing feel. Keep it light. A tiny amount of timing looseness can make the fill feel more alive, especially in liquid or rollers. Now for the emotional part, space. Add a subtle reverb to the fill, but keep it controlled. A small room or plate works well. Short decay, maybe around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Add a little pre-delay so the hit stays punchy. High pass the reverb return so it doesn't muddy the low end, and keep the high end tamed so it doesn't get crispy. You want a halo, not a wash. If you want a bit more motion, and a very quiet echo, keep the feedback low and filter the repeats so they don't clutter the track. A nice sunrise move is to automate the reverb send up slightly on the final hit, then pull it back right after the transition. That gives the sense of space opening up without smearing the next section. Now automate the fill into the arrangement. This is where the fill becomes a real transition tool. You might raise the fill track volume by just 1 or 2 dB near the end of the phrase. You could open a filter a little for extra brightness. You could fade the main drum slightly to make room. You could even bring in a brighter pad or chord right after the fill lands. The idea is to make the transition feel like it's moving somewhere emotionally, not just dropping a drum edit into the timeline. And that's especially important for a sunrise set emotion. The best fills hint at a new feeling without giving everything away at once. They create anticipation. They leave a little mystery. Now do the most important part. Listen in context. Play the full mix, then just drums and bass. Then solo the fill and drop it back into the track. Ask yourself a few things. Is the kick still clear? Does the sub stay clean? Is the fill too bright? Does it feel like it leads into the next bar? Can you still hear the bass line properly when the fill lands? If the fill feels messy, shorten it. If it feels weak, don't just make it louder. Check whether it needs more tone, a little more saturation, a tiny timing tweak, or just better placement in the arrangement. A quick teacher note here, think in layers, not just level. If something feels too forward, it might be too loud, yes, but it might also be too bright, too wide, or too long. That's why resampling is so useful. It lets you commit to the vibe and stop endlessly tweaking the source break. If you want a more advanced variation later, you can create a parallel fill bus, crush a duplicate with compression and saturation, and blend it quietly under the clean version. That adds density without making the main fill aggressive. You can also try a reversed snare tail before the main accent, or let the last hit stretch out slightly for a halftime tail feel. Those are great ways to make a sunrise transition feel a bit more magical. For now, keep it simple and musical. The main idea is this. An amen-style fill should create phrase energy, not compete with the mix. It should stay out of the sub-range. It should keep the strongest hit emotionally clear. And it should sound better with the next bar, not just by itself. So your challenge is to build two versions of the same fill. Make one cleaner with gentle EQ, light saturation, and a subtle reverb. Make the other a little warmer or more tense with slightly more saturation, a small low mid cut, or a shorter, more impactful tail. Loop both in the same spot and compare them in context. Then pick the one that leaves the most room for the kick and sub, feels the most uplifting, and creates the strongest phrase change. Once you choose it, automate just one small transition move, like a reverb send, a filter opening, or a tiny volume lift on the last hit. That's the real lesson here. In drum and bass, especially in sunrise energy, arrangement and restraint do a lot of the heavy lifting. A balanced amen fill doesn't need to scream. It just needs to open the door at the right moment. All right, load up your break, print your resample, and let that fill breathe.